It's time for Mason's Media Musings with your host, Andrew Mason.
Welcome to the Week 16 Media Musings. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me. But before we get to Week 16, let's look back at Week 15, Broncos-Chargers. Another well-watched game, 43.4 rating and a 68 share. Both were fourth highest among all markets in the league, so, you know, a great team and a great audience to watch it. But if you want highlights, obviously, you know, you saw it on, you know, maybe a local TV station, maybe you went to DenverBroncos.com, maybe you went to NFL.com. But at DenverBroncos.com now, there's something unique in terms of how you can access highlights, because it's the only place to get a look at these games in an old-time newsreel style.
Dateline, December 14, 2014. California. The Broncos win the West again.
And a Lego recreation. The Lego thing is something new this week. You may have seen the newsreel last week. And as far as I'm concerned, you haven't watched Broncos Chargers until you've seen Aqib Talib get his interception of Philip Rivers in the fourth quarter in Lego style. So be sure and check it out on DenverBroncos.com. And you know, hopefully there'll be more of those in the coming weeks with more Broncos wins. Now it's eyes forward to Monday Night Football. Of course, it's a familiar tradition for the Broncos. They've been on Monday Night Football at least once a year for 23 consecutive years. That's the longest active streak in the NFL. Certainly is testament to the consistency of the Broncos over the years. You can turn to ESPN from pretty much about 9 a.m. onward, Denver time, and you're going to get everything you want to know about the Broncos and the Bengals right up until kickoff. So, you know, plenty of chatter about the Broncos, and if you've got that Monday off, there's, you know, a few better things to do than sit back and just let the coverage wash over you for several hours. But before we get to Monday night, let's look ahead at all the programming in store for you on Broncos Partners and DenverBroncos.com. While you're watching Thursday Night Football, turn up the radio to KOA AM 850 or crank up your second screen to DenverBroncos.com for Bud Light Broncos Primetime live from Buffalo Wild Wings at Park Meadows. Join me, Andy Lindahl, David Treadwell, ESPN.com's Jeff Legwold, and our special guest, kicker Connor Barth, who's outscored three entire teams since he joined the Broncos. That's 7 to 10 p.m. Thursday on 850 KOA and DenverBroncos.com, and we'll have highlights on DenverBroncos.com the following day. Friday, tune into Fox 31 at 9:30 p.m. for this week's Fox on Fox, where the head coach previews the game with Cincinnati. This week's special guest will be the slot machine himself, Wes Welker. And if you miss it, you can catch all the segments from the show right here on DenverBroncos.com. Saturday is like a football Friday, so we've got our usual Friday content on DenverBroncos.com coming at you to start the weekend. Join us for our preview segments here on DenverBroncos.com, first with myself, Bill Milani, and Chris Hall, and later with the radio voice of the Broncos, Dave Logan. At 9:30 p.m. on Channel 20, it's Broncos Sideline Stories with Jim Saccomano. This week, Sacco is joined by former Broncos kicker Rich Carlos, the standard bearer of the barefoot kickers, a trend that was as uniquely 1980s as members-only jackets. If you missed the show, you can catch it at 9:30 Sunday morning on 9 News. Sunday isn't game day this week, but you've still got Broncos game day live on 9 News at 9 a.m. Host Rod Mackey will be joined by Sam Adams, defensive tackle Terrence Knighton, and the voice of the Broncos, Dave Logan. And finally, Monday, game day, a little later this week, but that's what you want because it's a spotlight game. At just before 5 p.m. Mountain Time, grab your laptop or device and join us right here on DenverBroncos.com for Broncos TV Live, presented by Microsoft. I'll be joined by Chris Hall and Phil Milani live from the field at Paul Brown Stadium. When we're done, click over to My20 KTVD Channel 20 in Denver for a special Broncos Tonight pregame edition, spotlighted by a live interview with Broncos president and CEO Joe Ellis. Then, if you're in Denver, you can stay tuned to Channel 20 because they'll simulcast the big game between AFC division leaders. It's a busy week. There was that one extra day, but we obviously found a way to fill it. So check it all out and have a happy holiday season. Until next time, take care and thanks for watching.